The versatile actor Michael Caine shares some insights about his art in a new video called Acting in Film. Film critic Owen Gleiberman has a review.
The career of Michael Caine is testimony to how lazy the rest of the movie industry has become. Here's an enthusiastic working actor who makes 3 or 4 pictures a year. Nothing too outrageous about that. Yet in an era when your typical Hollywood megastar spends more time appearing at Save the Rainforest benefits than he does in front of the camera, Caine's eagerness to get out there and make films seems almost radical. It's often made him the butt of jokes. More than once, I've heard Caine referred to as the guy who did Jaws 4 to get a free Caribbean vacation. The truth, though, is that watching Michael Caine act has become one of the chief pleasures of modern movies. And in the new video, Acting in Film, his passion is on full, exhilarating display. This hour-long tape consists of nothing more than Caine holding an informal masterclass with 5 acting students. He lets them in on some of his secrets and guides them through scenes from his films, including Alfie, Death Trap, and Educating Rita. You don't have to be an aspiring actor to be mesmerized by Caine's performance. His lesson is a simple one. It's that acting in films is far more intimate than anyone imagines. Whereas on stage you have to project to an audience, in movies, the camera can turn the slightest change of expression into riveting drama.
The camera is like a belt or a net behind you. And someone saying, or someone standing behind you and saying, look, you can relax, it's okay, you don't have to push it. Like, say, in the theater. You don't have to push it, just relax and let it come out. If you do it right for them, for this camera, it will catch you every time you fall back. It's watching you, it's your friend, it loves you, and it is listening and watching everything you do. You don't have to do it big. You don't have to shout and scream. And nobody exists except us 6.
Caine's message is derived from the commandments of classic method acting. In essence, he's saying, don't act. Be yourself. Get in touch with a character by revealing the mysteries of your own personality. Yet Caine's method couldn't be more different from that of the infamous acting teachers who turned their classes into glorified psychodrama. On screen, he's just about the least showy performer alive. And as this tape makes clear, he believes in the actor as microsurgeon. He understands that an entire scene can live or die depending on which eye you're looking out of.
Now, you see actors and they're acting and they change, and it's an infinitesimal thing in the eyes, as they change eyes as they're talking. Can you see my eyes changing here?
Yes.
Just I'm changing eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm blinking. Now that is 2 of the worst things to do. First of all, you never change eyes, and what you do is you pick an eye. And if I keep blinking, it weakens me. But if I'm talking to you, and I don't blink, and I just keep going, and I don't blink, and I keep on going, and I don't blink, you start to listen to what I'm saying.
Caine knows how to get the best out of his students. He's a wonderful teacher, at once sly and compassionate. Late in the tape, he shows a young actor how to play a drunk scene from Educating Rita. His performance is so subtle that simply by sinking into his chair an extra millimeter, he brings the character new dimensions of pathos. Acting in film is finally a study in the mysteries of modern filmmaking. By the end, it's clear that no one knows more about those mysteries than Michael Caine.
Owen Gleiberman is film critic for Entertainment Weekly.